from downtown Vancouver, broadcasting around the province of British Columbia and on the Chorus Radio Network. This is The Bill Good Show. Now, here is Bill Good.
We talked about it off the top of the show this morning, all the excitement in the market about the new iPhone. We have a couple of people on the line who can probably tell me why this is such a big deal. John Beeler is a tech blogger. Tanya Davis, I'm just looking at her blog, This Chick's Life. Well, what kind of a life is it, Tanya? I gather you're in line for your iPhone.
I am indeed. I'm number 16. I've been waiting since about 4:45 this morning.
Why?
Quite honestly, I'm going through iPhone withdrawals. I had the first generation iPhone and loved it. And I sold it right before the announcement because I knew it was coming. And quite honestly, it's kind of like a third arm for me. So I can't imagine living without it. So I'm sitting here waiting. I'm waiting. I'm waiting.
You see, you can't imagine living without it. What is it that it's going to do to enhance your life?
It basically provides me with everything I need in a small device, an MP3 player, a GPS system. Everything's portable. It gives me basically all the information I need, all my contacts. I can even Twitter with it. It's fantastic for so many reasons.
John, hi.
Hello.
You already have one.
I do.
How'd you do that?
I went to the suburbs instead of downtown like Tanya did, and basically I was here at 4 o'clock this morning, and I was first in line, and I just got out of the store a few minutes ago. The Rogers activation system was down, but it came back up. But now I have a phone that isn't a phone right now because the Apple system is currently down. So I'm kind of in limbo right now. I'm actually using my wife's phone to talk to you because my phone is dead.
How good is that?
Yeah.
You stood in line since 4 o'clock this morning to get a phone that you can't use, so you
That's
had
right.
to get your wife's phone to call me.
Yep.
Amazing.
We're pretty crazy.
Now, you say the Rogers system is down or the Apple system is down?
The Apple system is down. I think the Rogers system is back up. And so the biggest problem that they're having is processing people in a timely fashion.
And that's probably because so many people are getting onto this today?
Precisely, yeah.
Okay, so tell me why you went to this. I mean, couldn't you have waited until the day after tomorrow and just stopped in and got it?
I certainly could have, and actually while I was waiting for my transaction to finish, people were just walking right in off the street, and they were able to get a phone. The reason why I did it is because there's a limited quantity of these phones, and there's different size models, and I got basically one of two of the size that I got. I got a black 16-gig model from my store, or the store here.
Oh, Tanya's drooling.
Yes.
Well, I will be getting one. I'm assured to have one. I'm number 16 out of about 30 that they have. So.
Yeah. Everyone wants the bigger capacity one.
Don't you two feel a little sucked in? I mean, you're of the generation that is supposed to be suspicious of this kind of marketing, and yet you're right there like magnets, like nails to a magnet.
Bill, have you ever used an iPhone?
No.
Try it.
Well, it's like cocaine. I'm afraid to.
Well, it's kind of like Kenya said earlier. It's like having a laptop in your pocket. It has an unprecedented level of user experience capability for it. So you feel like you're actually using your laptop in some ways because you can actually surf full websites.
You know, I'm not doubting this for a minute. I have a laptop and I use it and I appreciate it. I prefer going out to dinner with my wife. You know,
yep.
But I do have and when I do, I leave my BlackBerry. I turn it off. Can either of you imagine that?
Lack of connectivity for me is almost like losing my soul. It allows me to have my community around me at all times, and to not have that it's been crazy for the past month or so without it.
I've actually had the same conversation that Bill's probably had with his wife over dinner, and she usually prefers that I turn it off or set it aside, but I'm not always at dinner with my wife, so it's great for all the other times.
Okay, but I do have a BlackBerry. It's at the moment it's on my desk just down the hall so that it won't buzz or ring while I'm on the radio, and I'm not so disconnected. I do, you know, I actually check during the news to see if I had an email.
Yeah.
Which, now that I think about it, is kind of pathetic too. But what is it that the iPhone is? Why am I going to want to exchange my BlackBerry for an iPhone?
Or am I going to want to have both? For me, I can answer that I wouldn't want a BlackBerry. Number one, the screens are too small. My eyes are really bad. And I want something big that I can watch videos on, work out.
Wait. Okay, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Call me old-fashioned. I have a 50-inch flat-screen television to watch a movie. I'm not going to watch a video on a 3-inch screen.
Okay, I agree. I've got a 52-inch at home, but I'm never home.
Bill, do you have that 50-inch screen on the airplane?
No, I have a confession to make. On an airplane, I read something called a book. Okay? I mean, it's something from the past. But I read it because I don't want to watch a movie on a piddly little screen that they have on an airplane. I wait till I get home so I can watch it on a big screen with surround sound.
Here's the thing, Bill. With the iPhone, we can carry around 20, 30, 40 bucks in one small device.
Yeah.
Do you actually
read them?
I actually do. In fact, I often bone up on technical stuff when I'm on the bus or busy with waiting in lineups like I have been today. If I had my iPhone, it would have been really great to keep me company. But instead, I had to talk to other people on the line, which was, you know, horrible. No, I'm just kidding. They were really great people.
Imagine. Hey, you talked to people.
I know.
You didn't text them. They were three faces in front of you. You could have texted them. You actually talked to them?
I know. It was shocking to me, too.
Listen, stay on the line. I got to take a break, but we'll come back, and I want to open the phones. 604-280-9898. Your thoughts on this whole business of the iPhones and technology and connectedness and whatever. Back after this.
Squire Barnes with us. You know, Mike Gillis is not part of the old boys club. And you know what kind of reaction Kevin Lowe got from Brian Burke. How dare you use that CBA the way that you're not supposed to if you're in this club. I mean, you saw the reaction. It was unbelievable. I was really opposed to Brian Burke's opinion about that last year. I thought that was a terrible message to send to the fans.
The word they use in baseball is collusion.
Dan Russell's Sports Talk. Weeknights at 9 on CKNW News Talk 980.
Is your life on painful hold waiting for a back pain specialist or back surgery? False Creek Surgical Center can help you get moving. They offer rapid direct access to specialists, consults, MRI, and surgeries. False Creek Surgical Center is a fully accredited surgical center with over 50 surgeons to serve you. Utilizing technologically advanced back pain management using minimally invasive equipment allows for successful quick recovery from pain or surgery. Get back to life. Call 1-800-815-9338 or visit falsecreeksurgicalcenter.com.
Are your old windows and doors cold and drafty? Is your heating bill through the roof? Sounds like it's time to upgrade your home or apartment with RetroTech Vinyl Windows and Doors. RetroTech is a local manufacturer that supplies and installs high-quality Energy Star approved windows and doors directly to you. Save money. Buy direct with RetroTech. To find out more and to book your free in-home estimate with RetroTech Windows today, call 604-INSTALL. That's 604-INSTALL.
Get your investment returns flowing with the Bridge Creek Group of Companies. Our River Run Springs development in the heart of the Crow's Nest Pass on the Crow's Nest River can be an exceptionally lucrative investment alternative. Options of up to 13.75% are available to accredited investors. They are first mortgage secured, RRSP eligible, and interest is paid quarterly. Ride the river of opportunity today with the River Run Springs Corporation, a member of the Bridge Creek Group of Companies. Click on to bridgecreekdc.com.
Has the car of your dreams turned into a nightmare? The Barracuda gone belly up? The Firebird lost its fire? When it's time to get that vehicle out of your life and your yard, we've got a solution. Donate any vehicle to the Kidney Foundation and get a valuable tax deduction. The car is sold for scrap, and proceeds go to help improve the quality of life of people living with kidney disease. Plus, it's good for the environment. For details on the kidney car line in your area, visit the Kidney Foundation website, www.kidney.bc.ca.
If you have unfiled back taxes or haven't reported all your income, you need to settle your tax problems from a legal safety zone. I'm Paul Diogardi. I've been a tax lawyer for 40 years and was formerly legal counsel to Revenue Canada. My law firm can negotiate a tax settlement to protect you from criminal prosecution and penalties, while we protect your financial information with the confidentiality of lawyer-client privilege. Put yourself in the legal safety zone now.
Call Diogardi Tax Law at 604-678-8559.
When companies have exceptional business relationships, they talk about them. Ask Embassy Development's Ryan Bosa, developer of Legacy Towers.
When we planned the project, we needed suppliers that could meet the design challenges. We called on the LMS Reinforcing Steel Group. I think it's rare today to find a supplier in construction that measures up to LMS.
LMS Reinforcing Steel Group. Exceptional employees reinforcing strong business relationships with extraordinary customers. Find out more at lmsgroup.ca or about Legacy at legacytowers.ca.
Bob is the franchise. He's Mr. BC Lion. He's football in BC.
Bob never forgot where he came from, and he never forgot that work and treating people right, you know, does a lot of good.
He probably was one of the most honorable people. I know him, one of the most well-liked people.
He treated everybody the same, and he's one of the gems.
It's a story of hard work, a story of passion, and I think most of all, a story about a guy who loved his family and his friends.
A father, a friend, a husband, and forever, a BC Lion. Thank you, Bob Ackles.
Listening to The Bill Good Show on the Chorus Radio Network. Once again, here is Bill Good.
Talking about the fascination over the new iPhone, John Beeler went out to the burbs this morning and got his Tanya Davis, who is blogging all the time, is in line waiting outside. Is it a Fido store, Tanya?
It is, yeah. It's the flagship store at Richards and Robson.
Okay, I feel like I know you. You didn't come in, but I have you on my screen at the moment.
Oh, isn't that nice?
There you go. 604-280-9898. And we're just going to go straight to calls on this. This is fun. Eli, hi.
Hey there, how's it going?
Good. You got an iPhone?
No, I don't. I've got an LG, and it is probably 3 years old. Yeah, it's a piece. It sucks. But I just want to say that it's really annoying hearing all these guys talk about their iPhones, you know, like mine texts, it calls, and it goes swimming, you know? I don't think an iPhone can go swimming. Can you guys' iPhones handle swimming? Because my LG brick can.
I don't think I'd want to have my iPhone go swimming with the amount of money that I'm paying today for it. I'm also paying a $500 disconnection fee.
What?
In order to get this. Yeah.
You're paying $500 to disconnect so you can use this new phone that you've never used before.
This is my second iPhone, so I know what I'm getting into. The thing is, Rogers won't allow current customers that are not eligible for an upgrade to buy their iPhones. You have to cancel your plan through Rogers and then wait 3 months. And lose your phone number.
So that's why you're going to Fido?
That's correct, yeah.
Well, how dumb of that is that for Rogers?
It's totally backwards. And not helping out your current clients has got me livid, quite honestly.
They basically...
It cost me $900.
They've written you off.
Yes, they have. As soon as they have my contract, they've basically said, okay, that's nice.
But, Tanya, you paid them $500 to do that?
I paid them $500 to cancel my plan.
Couldn't you have both?
Well, I could have two lines, sure. Who needs two lines on one person?
But wouldn't it have saved you money?
Quite honestly, no, not over the term. If you do the math, over the 3 years, if I kept both plans, I'd be paying $6,000.
Wow. John, what do you think of that?
Well, unfortunately, with Tanya's situation, it's pretty crazy, but I'm a little bit luckier than her that I was able to just do an upgrade on my current plan to get mine. And I did have to pay a little bit of a premium because of my wife got an upgrade earlier, but it's still reasonable for this type of a device to me to pay a little bit of a upgrade cost to get it.
Jeff, good morning.
Hi, Bill. Good morning. I'm marking down today on the calendar as the day that I officially have become a Luddite, I guess. Not only do I not have an iPhone, I don't want one, and I don't have a cell phone.
Be careful what you say.
Yeah.
You don't have a cell phone?
No. I'm 36 years old. I'm self-employed. I'm the kind of person that probably, by society standards, I guess, should have a cell phone. But we've been able to do without one so far. And
How on earth?
Yeah, how on earth? I don't know. I work from home. I have a home office, and I'm able to... I don't want my home office to follow me around everywhere I go, and I go to the park with my children, and I want to be able to focus on them right now. And
you're kidding. You go to the park with your kids?
I know. That's another thing. Firmly puts me in that Luddite camp again, I guess. When I see parents texting and talking on their phones, just chattering away when their kids are trying to talk to them at the park, it drives me nuts.
John, you have kids?
I do not.
Well, of course, how could you?
I know plenty of people that have kids that are in line right now. So,
36 years old and you don't have a cell phone?
No, that's right.
Man.
I'm surprised that you can be self-employed and not have a cell phone.
I'm a freelance writer. I'm able to do all my work from home. And when I do, I'm on the road. I can still find a payphone now and then.
They still have payphones?
Yeah, they still.
Actually, I'm joking because I misplaced my BlackBerry on Sunday, and I tried to use the payphone on the ferry, and I didn't know how to work it. I kid you not.
I was trying to find one at the mall here so I could call you guys today.
I don't even mind paying an exorbitant fee for a payphone because I know I'm still saving so much money every month by not having a cell phone.
John, good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
What are you thinking?
Are you crazy?
Are you calling on a cell phone?
I am so, and I am probably my bills are about $500 a month. I use it for work all the time. But what I don't understand is Apple is promoting this iPhone as being brand new. I have a number of kids who work for me. They're in their early 20s. They have iPhones and have had them for months, bought them on Craigslist for less money than these people are paying. They're unlocked phones, and you can put them on any of the networks that they want to use. So I think it's totally an Apple marketing ploy that these people are standing in line. They're probably being paid by Apple to do it. It doesn't make any sense at all.
John?
I wish. I wish. The problem with the unlocked iPhones, I have one with me right now. I got mine last year, is that it doesn't use the new faster network. It doesn't. You can't get the cheap data plan that Rogers has announced. And you can't get the new software that Apple had come out with, the App Store, which allows you to download games and applications and productivity type stuff off your phone on the go if you want to. So if you're standing in line and you feel like playing solitaire, you can just download it. You can't do that on the old ones, at least not yet.
Tanya, are you getting any closer to your iPhone?
No, it's they're posting hours in the front door right now.
What?
They're posting hours in the front door right now.
So how long do you think you're going to be there?
That's a really good question. The systems are still down, and unfortunately, they're not giving us any information. In fact, that they haven't even I haven't stepped foot in the store yet. All I know is that I'm confirmed to get one, but who knows how long it'll be before I actually walk away with a piece of hardware.
You have stood in line longer today than I would have stood in line for the most fabulous meal in the best restaurant on the planet.
Yes, but I'm sure that you didn't spend a grand to do that.
good one. Hang on, where are we
crazy.
Going? Oh, Rudy, hi.
Yeah, Bill, my name's Rudy. I'm calling from Kelowna, BC. You know, it's all fine and dandy, this technology, and I love it. In the middle of technology, laser design, and so forth. The problem that we run into, and it compounds with this idea of text messaging and charging. What happens with it is people are so busy putting their lives around the technology instead of the reverse, which is put the technology to your life.
So and where did you say you were calling from?
I'm calling from Kelowna, British Columbia.
Kelowna, okay.
Yeah, and why I'm saying that is because I see a gentleman that just called a couple of calls ago with his kids and was in the park and taking time with his...
Oops, sorry. I think I just cut you short without meaning to. Say, Jay, hi.
Hi, it's Sanjay from Coquitlam.
Sanjay, hi.
Hi, Bill. John, I've had this iPhone as well since Black Friday of November when that big shopping spree went down. I collected it for about, when the dollar, our Canadian dollar, was stronger than the U.S., I collected it for about $395 as opposed to the $410 that we're asking down there. And now I've had it as long as I've had it. I have been telling everybody, my wife has a BlackBerry, and so quite often we're in the conversation, well, which one's better? And everybody really is drawn to the sexiness of the iPhone, but it's a horrible phone. It's a horrible application, and I really have been very actually disappointed with it as long as I've had it. Many people have been wanting to take it off my hands, and I actually should give it to them, but now they're talking about this new 3G, and there's applications, of course, that has a, this old iPhone doesn't. I mean, I don't mind not having the data package. I can go into a free Wi-Fi area, and in most cases you can find those everywhere, and then do my work on the iPhone. But overall, the fact that it's just a touch-based model, I mean, you know, you're picking up the phone out of your pocket sometimes if you haven't completely shut it off, and you're talking to people for 20 minutes. You know, they're listening to you for nothing.
And what is that, and where is it coming from?
That's not me.
It's me. Unfortunately, I'm stuck outside waiting for this silly iPhone line, so I get a car alarm in the process.
So, John, what's your reaction to Sanjay?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's the problem is that the phone that he has, A, wasn't properly activated on the network in Canada, and there's a good chance that he might just have a bum phone. I have plenty of friends that have iPhones from the same generation that he does that work fine. Most people can't even tell that I'm on a phone. But like any other, you know, consumer product, you're going to have varying levels of quality, and, you know, a lot of people had sound issues early on, and they returned them. The other thing is that the unlocking process to get them to work in Canada before, sometimes that could also cause problems that would interfere with the sound and other things like that. So there's lots of reasons why he might not think it's a great phone, but, you know, the newer one is they've improved audio, done a bunch of other things. And the nice thing is now in Canada, you have a legitimate warranty if you have a problem. Mm. You can take it back.
John.
Sir, I'm waiting for the bus at Broadway and Arbutus, and there are 27 people waiting in line at the Rogers store.
Well, the marketing's working.
Yep.
27, we had 70 in front of the Fido store today.
And you were there at 4 this morning?
4:45. Yeah, and there were already 15 people in front of me.
And you're working on your tan?
At this point, yes.
Tanya, thanks for doing this.
Thanks so much, Bill.
And good luck. John, thank you.
Thanks.
We wind up the week's work with Rick Forchuk. His look at movies and DVDs when we come back after the news headlines. Carly will also be here with what you are telling us.